Ahava blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support us, to guide us during these times of intense and accelerating energies in order to remember, to integrate, to embody our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master, energy and sound alchemist. In this episode, we are going to receive a beautiful and powerful sound activation for the Pleiadian alignment. The Pleiadian alignment happens twice a year, once in mid-May, second time in mid-November. And it's a very special time where the energies of the Pleiades, of the Pleiadian civilization, can be felt much more intensely. And we're able to really bring down this energy of unconditional love, of wisdom, of safety, of transformation, of healing, deep, deep healing, and the mystical priestly, priestessly arts. All of this we have access to during this alignment, and this is the sound activation for that. If you want to check out the energies of this alignment and the channeling for it, feel free to check out the episode that is linked below after we listen to this beautiful sound activation. This Pleiadian civilization has a lot to do with the Lemurian, so I am playing a lot of the Lemurian alchemy singing bowls. So I do hope you enjoy this. If you are new, all you need to do is be open to receive a sound activation. I highly encourage you to create a sacred space around you, light a candle, burn some incense, really allow yourself to ground into your body, to take this time, this next hour and 15 or so minutes, to really allow yourself to receive and to activate whatever needs to be activated within you and shed what needs to be shed. If you are driving or operating heavy machinery, or if you know that you get spacey very, very easily, it's hard for you to get grounded in your body, then I do not encourage you. Like, please do not listen to this in the background. Don't listen to this if you're driving. If you are the type of person that knows that you have a hard time anchoring and grounding on earth, we want you to be safe and absolutely protected, and that would not be good. So make sure that you can dedicate your time to really receive these activations, really go into this deep meditation. You can be seated or lying down, although I highly encourage you to be lying down, as you will be here for about an hour and 15 or so minutes. It really depends on how spirit guides me in this transmission. This is an energetic transmission. Sound healings, sound activations, sound baths, whatever you call them, they are sound activations. The frequency of these, in this case, these crystal alchemy singing bowls, is vibrating your energy field, your physical body, your mental and emotional bodies, your spiritual bodies, your etheric bodies. All of your bodies are being entrained to this higher frequency. So drink plenty of water, make sure you ground after this activation, and respect the fact that this is an energetic transmission. So whatever you need to do to make this a holy, a consecrated, a sacred container, I highly encourage you to do it. And if you are listening to this on a platform like iHeartRadio, please, or a platform that you know cuts into the body of this activation with advertisements, please, 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 please switch to a platform that does not cut into the body of this episode with advertisements. You can listen for free on my website, sophianiccreation.com/podcasts. You can also do a little search for full moon, Taurus, Pleiades, all kinds of things, Lemurian energies, and it will pop up the sound activations and the relevant episodes as well. So feel free to check that out if you feel called to. And with that being said, all you need to do is be open and ready to receive. Long deep breathing, eyes closed. If you would like to have an eye pillow over your eyes, please do so. Long deep breathing. Let's begin by taking a deep inhale into the heart space and exhaling. Inhaling into the heart and exhaling any grief, any loss, anything that we wish to shed and let go of at this time. This is your time. And now we're going to take the time to breathe into the womb space, into the yesod, into your seat of creation energy. Exhale. Taking another deep inhale into the yesod, into the womb. Feel yourself grounding into the sacred waters in your yesod. As we call in the directions, beginning with the direction of the north, the element of air, the Ruhau. I call upon the Ruhau to bring us clarity, wisdom, focus, and discernment. Teach us the wisdom of the air. Purify our thoughts and our words. I call upon Archangel Raphael, healer of mind and body. I call in your healing energy, asking that you guide us into deep alignment, purifying our thoughts and our words. As I call on El Shaddai to activate the power of the word within us. I call in the direction of the south, the element of water, the Maya. I call upon the Maya and the Mayim and the Shemayim, the higher and the lower waters of creation, asking that they flow through us, nurturing, nourishing, purifying our hearts and our womb spaces. Teach us the wisdom of water, of ease, flow, abundance, fertility, creation, healing. I call on Archangel Gabriel, bringer of intuition and emotional clarity. I call in your energy, asking that you guide us into deep alignment with our intuition, our inner knowing, with the wisdom of lifetimes that exists within us. Strengthen our intuition. Allow us to receive, to hear, to feel the messages from the higher realms. I call on El Shaddai to activate the divine feminine codes within us, within our hearts. Purify and bless our womb spaces, our seat of creation, the waters of our creation. Allow us to ground in these sacred waters, opening to receive and to clear what is no longer in alignment with our highest good. I call in the direction of the east, the element of fire, the Nukhra. I call upon the Nukhra to burn clean what is stagnant and dense in our energy field, alchemizing and transmuting it into light. Teach us the wisdom of fire, of alchemy, transformation, transmutation. I call in Archangel Uriel, keeper of the fire, illuminator of truth. I call in your fiery energy, asking that you illuminate our path forward today and every day. Align us with truth. Allow us to see, perceive, receive truth. Purify our energy fields of all that is dense as I call on El Shaddai to activate the Chuba within us, the sacred flame of holy desire, desire that is in alignment with your soul, with the divine essence of creation. I call in the direction of the west element of earth, the Arha. I call upon the Arha to bring us grounding, stability, safety, protection, security. Teach us the wisdom of the earth, of the lands upon which we walk. Allow us to live in greater reverence and harmony with the earth, activating the ley lines and the vortices beneath our feet as we aid humanity and Gaia in this ascension journey. I call upon Archangel Michael, protector of the earth. Shield us with your blue flame. Allow your blue flame to purify our energy field, our home, and to cocoon us in safety as I call on El Shaddai to purify our physical vessels, blessing our creation. Yeshua Mashiacha, medium Kala Mashiacha, as they hold the Divine Union template, asking us to unify all polarity within us. Saratamar, Christ, the child of Yeshua and Mariam, Mother Mary, Mother Anna and her violet flame, light beings of the Desert Rose lineage. I ask that you guide us and be present here with us. And their energies of healing, of purity, of unconditional love, of devotion, of union. I call upon the Shekhinah, the Holy Spirit, the Divine Feminine Presence, allowing her golden light to nurture, nourish, and activate the Tree of Life template within us. I call on the Divine Mother, Father, God, Goddess, Allah, and the light beings of our own lineages, the spirits and guardians of the earth, of the lands upon which we inhabit. Strengthening our union, our oneness, as we clear away any distortions, any illusions, anywhere we do not or have not felt safe and held by the divine. Strengthening our connection, clearing any distortions, allowing the golden light to pour in from the heter into the chokhmah to the right of the right ear, and the bina to the left of the left ear, activating these two sephirots. Activating the Ajna chakra, clearing away the veil, the distortions over our inner vision, our inner knowing, anywhere we have felt shame, anywhere we have felt resentment, anywhere we have felt abandoned, ostracized, unsafe, be it in past lifetimes or this one, because of our gifts, because of our ability to know, to feel, to be more sensitive than others. Allow the golden light to come into these spaces within us to soothe any harm, to ease any pain, to heal and alchemize any denseness in our ajna. Clearing away the pathways, strengthening these energetic pathways within us. As we breathe the golden light from the bina on your left side to the right of the right shoulder into the hesed, and to the left of the left shoulder into the gevura. Activating the throat chakra, and from the throat we clear away gag orders, vows of silence, religious orders, religious vows and ordinations, anywhere that we have given our power to speak creation into existence through the voice, to anything, anyone outside of us, anywhere that we have allowed ourselves to be silent. Breathe the golden light of Shekhinah into these spaces, clearing away any agreements, contracts, entered into knowingly, unknowingly, consciously, unconsciously, subconsciously, clearing these from the throat. As we strengthen our connection, strengthen our connection to the power of the word, to our voice, to the free, unfettered, authentic expression of your soul through the voice. the golden light of Shekhinah. Into the Tiferet, into the heart space. Allowing your heart to expand in love. Expand in forgiveness. Clearing away pain and loss, resentment. Clearing away distortions. Clearing away heartache, any marital vows, contracts. Allow the golden light to dissolve these from our heart. Strengthening our ability to receive, strengthening our ability to open the heart as we let down the barriers, the walls we have built around our hearts. Allow them to come down. As we open ourselves to receive divine love, unconditional, pure love into the heart, into the Tiferet. Knowing you are deserving of receiving full love. Breathing the golden light from the Tiferet into the Netzach on your right side and the Hod on your left, activating the solar plexus. As we open and clear our power center, allow the golden light to dissolve any cords, any hooks, any stuck energy, any agreements, anywhere that we have given our power away to anything, anyone outside of us, whether we knew it at the time or not, consciously or unconsciously, or subconsciously. Allow the golden light to heal these spaces, to dissolve those agreements, as you call your power to you, remembering your sovereignty, your power, strengthening your confidence. Remembering our Edenic selves, our true nature, that we are whole, we are sovereign, we are complete. Feel your power. Feel your mastery over yourself. And surrender any desire to control the outcome. in the rhythmic cycles, the ebb and the flow of creation, trusting in its perfect harmonic order. As we breathe the golden light from the Hod into the waters of the Yesod, the sacred waters of your creation in your womb space. As we allow the golden light to clear away the waters of any dense energy, any heaviness, any pain, any loss, any guilt, any shame, anywhere that we have taken on religious orders, agreements, marital vows, anywhere we allowed another control over our sacred sexual energy. Call your energy to you. Breathe the golden light into the waters of your Yesod, activating, purifying, and alchemizing. Alchemizing any denseness, restoring the sacredness of your water, of your creation. Remembering your sovereignty. Remembering your mission. Remembering the power of your creation. From the waters of the Yesod, breathe the golden light into the root, into the Malchut. And from the Malchut, we let go and shed any fear. Any fear, any doubt, any scarcity, programs, any loss. Anywhere we have a hard time connecting with our body, with our physical incarnation, with the earth. Breathe the golden light into the Malchut as we clear away fear and scarcity and lack programs, limitations. From the earth, from the Malchut, strengthening our connection to the earth, to our body, to our physical incarnation. Letting go of the distorted belief that there is something inherently sinful in the body and in the physical world. Thank you. as we bring our awareness back into the waters of your Yesod, allowing yourself to ground into these sacred waters of creation as the golden light begins to flow even more fully from the Heter, from the heavens, into the Heter, into every sephirot of your Tree of Life template. And from the waters of the Yesod, envision an umbilical cord of golden light emerging, pulsing with life force, with creation energy.
Flame in your heart,
space as a sacred temple of light. As our Pleiadian sisters and brothers come into this space within the heart, within this turquoise flame, allowing them to open a portal into the Pleiades, into the star system of love, of wisdom. And as they open, a beautiful portal of light, doorway of light, spinning, shimmering in front of you. Allow yourself to cross the threshold into the Pleiadian star system, into their sacred temples of light. Crystalline light, the blues, the greens, the purples, the magentas and pinks. The blues are icy and bright. As you follow a crystalline pathway leading you temple city and into the largest temple within this complex. You go within, feeling yourself bathed in brilliant icy blue gold light. Entering the threshold, into a large room with a crystalline bed, a slab of diamond, crystalline, golden, icy blues, light shimmering. The Hathors ask us to lay down as a symphony of sounds and tones and colors. And as you feel the soothing tones and light pulsing beneath and all around you, you begin coming to a seated position on the crystalline slab, gently rising as one of the Hathors drapes a priestly robe over your shoulders. A mantle of light, bowing our heads in reverence for this space, for this time with our Pleiadian brethren, with our brothers and sisters in this beautiful temple of light in the Pleiades. We begin to make our way out of the inner sanctum, following the crystalline pathway, following the crystalline pathway. Admiring the skies, the brilliant sun and stars around you. In the skies, breathe deeply, and as you make your way towards the edge of this pathway, you see that same portal of light, dazzling sky blue, icy, brilliant, shimmering light. Crossing the threshold, this portal of light brings you right back into the turquoise flame in the heart. Expand to fill every organ, muscle, cell in your body with that brilliant Pleiadian light, the love, the wisdom, the purity, the healing. Feeling all parts of ourselves in the here and now, in this body, in this moment. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. You can turn on your right side if that feels good. If not, remain in your same position, allowing yourself some time to integrate all that you have received. Giving thanks to the angels and archangels, the light beings of the highest vibrations of unconditional love. Archangel Uriel, the fire, the Nukhra, the east. Archangel Michael, the west, the earth, the Arha. Archangel Raphael, the north, the air, the Ruhau. And Archangel Gabriel, the south, the Maya, the Mayim and the Shemayim, the water. waters of creation. In gratitude to Miriam Magdala Kala Meshicha, Yeshua Meshicha, light beings of the Desert Rose lineage, Mother Mary, Grandmother Anna Saratamar, Christ the Child, Mother Anna and her violet flame.
Your bum on the bare earth, some sun gazing, early morning, late evening is wonderful, as is moon gazing to really align with the frequencies of the lunar cycles. Enjoy. Remember, everything is moving you in the direction of your embodiment, of your completion, of your fulfillment. Blessed Pleiadian alignment, a blessed Shabbat, and I will see you in the next episode. And if you happen to have any questions, you can send me an email through my website, or you can find me on social media. Have a blessed day.